Holy Spirit, to our Father and the Lord in North America, this month has been declared as a month of heaven and earth. And I pray for every one of you that indeed you will experience heaven on earth in this month of December in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to assure you that it does not matter what you are going through, God of heaven will visit you. God of heaven will visit you. God of heaven will visit you. And the good thing about the 12 months, as I was, you know, saying yesterday during the prayer, is that when you look at what number 12 stands for, is a month of perfection. That means that everything that concerned you, the Lord will perfect it. In this month of December, I don't know what you are believing God for, but God of heaven will perfect everything that concerned you in the name of Jesus. Talk to your neighbor, say, neighbor, whether the devil likes it or not, everything that concerned you, the Lord will perfect it. Concerning your husband, the Lord will perfect it. Concerning your wife, the Lord will perfect it. Concerning your children, the Lord will perfect it. And concerning your job, the Lord will perfect it. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. This topic for today's service is titled, No Matter What Your Condition May Be, Always Give Thanks. You didn't hear it. I said, no matter what your condition may be, always do what? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, that does not matter what your condition is, always do what? Give thanks. We must learn to give thanks at all time. It does not matter what is going on in your life. It does not matter what you are going through. It does not matter what situation you find yourself. Learn to always give thanks. And as you do so, the Almighty God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Our text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. What does the word of God say? He said, in everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks. Whether you have money in your pocket, give thanks. Whether you don't have money, give thanks. Whether you have a job or you don't, the Bible says you should do what? Give thanks. Whether you are not feeling well or you are feeling well, the Bible says do what? Give thanks. Now when you look at the scripture, it says your thanks should be given to the will of God in who? Christ Jesus. Not in me. Not in anybody else. But in the one that can make way for you. My prayer for you is that no matter what you are going through, please give thanks to God. Let me tell you, I told the worker this morning, if you are going through any problem in life, you call, some people say, I have a bestie. This person is my best friend. When you call them and you tell them your problem, what at the end of the story, they will say, all is well. We keep praying. May I remind you, half of the time they don't pray. You know why they don't pray? Because they have their own problem. But there's one person that when you call on him, even in that situation, when you call on him and you thank him for your situation, he will arise for your sake and he will make sure that thing comes to pass. And I just want to admonish you this afternoon. Learn to give thanks to God. It does not matter what the situation is. And I know that you do so in this month of December, you will testify in the mighty name of Jesus. I can see all of you walked in here with your two legs. You can talk. You can dance. You have no oxygen that has been fixed into your nose. Nobody was carrying you. You didn't walk in here with a walker. You didn't have a stick that you were using to support your body. This morning you woke up. You turn and you say, sweetheart, it's another day. The sweetheart is not saying, try to manage, let me give you a bath before we go to church. You didn't have any of that. You didn't have to wait for a car that will be used to lift you up to put you inside a car. You walked into that car with your two legs. Can somebody shout hallelujah? That is why I want to appeal to us today. Because because we are going into another session of praise and worship. I want you to appreciate God. Because brethren, people that are not in your situation, they are praising God. They are praising God. Despite the way they are, they are not using that not to praise God. You are walking, you have your leg. There are some people that they don't have hand. Guess what works for them as their hand? Their legs. They use legs to feed. They use legs to cook. But you don't do that. You use your hand to cook. You use your hand to do all things. So before we go into that praise and worship, there's a small clip I want to show you that it does not matter your situation. You cannot allow your situation not to let you praise God. As you watch this clip, and we go into another session of praise and worship, can you please forget what your sorrow is and praise the Almighty God? Because this woman, she did not allow her situation to debar her from worshiping God. Can you please play that for us, Brother Femi? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we see? May I ask, none of us is in that situation. Yet, when we say praise God, we are sitting down. When we praise God, we are packaging. Packaging doesn't work before God. Can you let go? Can you dance? That woman does not, is not allowing her situation to say, I will not praise God. She's not. What situation do you have that is beyond God, that God cannot do? Can you please rise up as the choir comes forward? Can you please let go of whatever it is? Can you forget about the internet? Can you forget about WhatsApp, Snapchat, whatever the name may be? Can you give God a quality dance this afternoon? And say, Lord, I'm on my two legs. That woman has no more leg. Yes, she's dancing to the best to appreciate God. Are you ready to dance today? Are you ready to say, Lord, thank you for my life? Choir.
Hallelujah. Are we charged up to dance for the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, excuse me. Oh. Just excuse me because I want to dance for my God. The God who saw me from the month of January up until now. Hallelujah. So no packaging. Dance. We never dance. You can dance. Okay? Yeah.